pricing outside in capture your customers' willingness to pay? Does your pricing reflect the value of your product or only the cost? At a time when most companies are acutely aware of the need to deliver added value, they frequently overlook their pricing strategy. Many companies set their prices inside out, using a cost-plus approach without realizing that they leave significant amount of money on the table. Dr. Goran Skug of PriceGain describes in this article how you can improve your bottom line by pricing outside in, where the customer's preference and willingness to pay drive prices. Pricing outside in. Pricing outside in versus inside out. Understanding your customer's willingness to pay and dynamically adjusting your prices in the market is a necessity for survival in industries such as travel, transportation, and hospitality. Sophisticated airlines and hotels forecast future demand based on historical observations and dynamically adjust their rates to maximize revenues and profits. This is an outside-in approach to prices, where the end customer's preferences and willingness to pay drive the pricing. However, most industries don't have this focus on finding the optimal prices. Instead, the most common approach to pricing is inside-out. For example, cost-plus with a market price component. Companies calculate their costs and add a margin to arrive at a price that is then adjusted based on knowledge about the competitor's prices. The problem with this approach is that it does not incorporate any information about how your customers value your offering compared to the competition. What needs does my product or service fulfill, and how much is it worth to the customer? How much more are they willing to pay for my product compared to a cheap import? How much cheaper than the premium brand service must my service be in order to maximize profits? If you don't have the answer to these questions, it's very likely that your prices are wrong, with significant foregone profits. Capturing value using outside-in pricing. Pricing outside-in, also called value pricing, sets prices not just to recover costs, but also to capture the value of the offering to the customer. Consequently, when we price outside-in, we need to start with the end customer, understand his or her preferences, how our products or services fulfill these, and what this is worth to him or her in light of competing offerings. With this information, we set a price that is, at most, equal to this perceived value, and more than the cost of supplying this offering. As your customer base typically consists of customers with varying preferences and characteristics in multiple segments, understanding the value of your offering requires you to calculate the relationship between price and demand for your offerings, given the prices of the competition. This is the most challenging part of pricing outside in. One approach to this that has been used with great success in varying industries is price optimization using conjoint analysis. Conjoint analysis is a statistical technique that reveals the relative importance of different product attributes through trade-offs. Typically, a representative set of respondents from the target customer segment is invited to participate in a survey. In the survey, the participants are asked to choose a product from a shelf of products with associated prices. The available products and their prices are varied systematically between the choice situations. Statistical techniques are then used to analyze the choices made by all participants and to establish the relationship between demand for each product and the prices of all products in the survey. With this information, the next step in pricing outside in is to optimize the prices. In order to do this, we need to understand the relationship between prices to the end customers and our own contribution margin. For example, model the distribution channel. With this model and the relationships between price and demand for all competing offerings, we can then find the prices that maximize contribution or maximize market share. It will also be possible to find answers to questions such as, what does it cost us in foregone profits if we want to increase our market share to X percent? Or how much market share will we lose if we want to maximize profits? The most advanced outside-in companies have implemented the optimization model described above in a decision support tool that is used in the pricing process. The outcomes of previous price actions as well as price moves by the competition are tracked, and the tool is used to find the best answer to the competitor's price changes. Companies that use this approach to pricing have seen profit improvements in the order of 20%. The price performance in these companies is continuously measured and evaluated at senior management meetings to ensure that a minimum amount of money is left on the table. Implications for managers. Shifting from pricing inside out to outside in changes the way the company views pricing. Today, pricing is often seen as an administrative task and not an area for business development and a source of improved profits. Businesses need to put pricing higher on the corporate agenda and, where appropriate, appoint a full-time resource responsible for pricing. End of podcast.